to a spoiler-filled review of Fist Fight, starring a bunch of folks you already know, first being Charlie Day, then Ice Cube and Tracy Morgan, Jillian Bell, Christina Hendricks, Dean Norris, Dennis Haysbirth actually makes an appearance as well, Joanna Garcia, and Kim Whitley. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of it. And yeah, it's not exactly the greatest movie in the world, but we're going to still go over it. This is the synopsis as follows, and it's from Rotten Tomatoes. So, a mild-mannered high school teacher is accused of getting a fellow teacher fired, and is challenged to a fistfight after school day ends in this comedy directed by Richard Keene. So, this movie is not the best movie in the world. You have it being Ice Cube playing the same character, and Charlie Day, he's playing the same kind of character he normally plays, which is like a very squirrely slash Weasley character, which is like semi-goody-two-shoes. It feels like they had a good premise on paper, but when they put it on the screen, it felt very, very, very lazy, to be honest. When you see everything transpire, you're wondering, one, how the school even opened still. They should have shut the school down long time ago. Two, why did they make Charlie Day's character the main character? Because, to be honest, he's a secondary character for me. I can't see Charlie Day being a person that actually leads a film right now, just because he has a good star power, but his comedy, for me, in a comedy kind of world, is second tier, where you're either behind Jason Bateman or behind someone else. I can't see you being the leading man in comedy right now. It's either one, change up the film and how you present it, or two, go somewhere with it. I don't know. It felt weird having him as the lead, and his character felt like it didn't really flush out properly, because he went from good to bad, kind of badass. It was weird for his character. Probably the funniest person here in the whole movie was Jillian Bell, which she played the guidance counselor, which from the trailer, she's like, yeah, it's kind of funny. She keeps that funny through the whole movie. And Tracy Morgan, he was semi-funny, but there's some times where it just felt weird, and all the good jokes he had came from the trailer itself. It was unfortunate for that one. And Christina Hendricks' character, she had like a weird area pointed there. You kind of see like she liked Ice Cube's character, but not really. I'm not sure what's going on with that. So there's a lot of things that were presented to you that it felt weird, but at the same time, you went with this, like, all right, what are they going to do with this? And unfortunately, it didn't work out as well as it should have. For me, when I was in the theater watching this, I was trying to figure out why exactly. Of course, Ice Cube's character mentioned why he wanted to fight him and why he stayed wanted to fight him through the whole movie itself. But when you think about the premise, you're like, this looks weird, and I'm not down with it. I'm not down with it at all. Senior prank day was that day, and it looked like the whole place is in chaos. There's only one security guard, which you think, okay, if the school's a bad school, there should be at least like 12, 15 security guards, something like that, where they have to put some kind of security force in play. Or you could say, oh, they don't have money, so they can't put security guards in play. If that's the case, then your school should be closed down. I'm sorry. Just a whole lot of crap happens where they're able to rig up paint cans on the floor, which, when you think about it, it was like a high velocity. Someone actually made these paint cans. So it wasn't like, oh, it was just at the store, you could find it. No, no, you actually had to make these things. So it's like, all right, someone's smart and actually doing this stuff here. And then you have the fight itself, where Ice Cube takes a lot of hits that you'll think, okay, he's down. But nope, he's not down. He's actually back up. He actually, the last scene of this whole fight, which he takes a fire extinguisher to the face, you will think, all right, he's done. But nope, he gets back up in under a minute. and he's back again, knocks out Charlie Day, fight's over. So the fight itself wasn't too bad, because the fight went on for quite some time, and it went back and forth, which I thought was surprising, because when you see the scene before the fight, Ice Cube demolishes this big guy, which was like, ah. Nah, you could have something good if you made it where Ice Cube's character was a punk when he comes to fighting, and he's just all bark, no bite. Yeah, is that? Yeah, no, all bark, no bite. Yeah, it would be funny if that happened. But nope. What he said he'll do is what he can do. So for me, it kind of dampened it. That was like the last saving point for this whole movie. And unfortunately, they wasted that area there. So all in all, I think this movie really should have did something with it. For most part, you're waiting there thinking that this might be something, but it's not. It's just wasted point of your time, basically. To be truly, truly honest, it's a waste of your time. So if you agree with me in this review, please let me know down below. If you don't agree with me, please let me know down below as well. You can find me on social media, on Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. At Dwight and C. Again, so that's DWIGHTANTC. One more time, that's DWIGHTANTC. And I catch your viewers next time.